Tim Wheeler.
BBC Radio Northampton.
Yes, it is. Time again for the pop quiz here on BBC Radio Northampton. You know how we do it. We get to know a contestant through the music they love before they try their hand at a pop music quiz on a decade of their choice. And this week we're featuring photographers in the county. So let's say a big welcome to Jem Wright from Jem Wright Photography. Hello, Jem.
Hi, Tim.
Welcome to the programme. Thank you very much for being there. I'm going to describe you as a rock and roll photographer because I've been on your website and the logo is a skeleton hand doing the rock and roll sign. It's a different kind of photography you do, isn't it? You've got your very distinct style.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I do like my sort of alternative vibe.
Yes, you do. And you do all kinds of things. You do weddings, you do babies, and you do something that I haven't seen any other local photographers offer, which is a boudoir shot.
Oh, I love my boudoir sessions. I call them empowerment sessions. And it just makes women feel absolutely amazing about themselves. And it's just super fun and we have a total laugh. So, yeah, I love them.
Well, they look very cool. Yeah, and you can see that people love doing them. And the women that you get to do these boudoir shots, they must look at the photos afterwards. And as you say, it's about confidence. They must feel absolutely amazing seeing themselves in such a glamorous but also a very tasteful way.
Yeah, I think, like, we, as women, we just get told so much through the media, everything, that our bodies should look a certain way, we should feel a certain way about our bodies, it's all just absolute rubbish. And I think that we need to be raising women up to feel absolutely beautiful in their own skin, which is what I try and do through my photography.
There's a great shot in the pregnancy and baby area of your website of a pregnant woman with her bump at night in front of a sports car. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
That was Lucy. We had so much fun. I love playing with a bit of off-camera flash. And, they are super into cars. So we were like, let's include it. So, yeah, I love that shot.
I guess that's the fun of your job. People come to you and they must have any number of weird and wonderful ideas about what they want to do. And I guess as long as it's kind of doable, then you're happy to give it a go.
100%. Yeah, I love trying, like, different things and sort of getting a bit of drama into the images as well.
All the photographers that I know were generally people that started taking shots and then friends and family said, God, you should do this for a living. You're brilliant at this. And then, you know, it grows into a business. Is that the way you started?
Kind of. So I have a degree in film, and that was a few years ago. And so I've always loved sort of the film creating side. But after I had my first child 7.5 years ago, I wanted to get a nice camera to take some pictures of my baby and make them look really cute. And then I sort of went on some workshops and really sort of found a love for it. And it just so happened that one of my best friends was getting married the following year and sort of took a chance and asked me to photograph the wedding. And I haven't looked back since then, really. So I've got my friend Reb to thank for that.
Oh, that's great. I've got a 6-month-old daughter, and of course I'm taking about 1,000 pictures of her a day, but most of them are rubbish. Most of them are blurred, because getting babies to sit still for a second to look cute is nigh on impossible. So any tips you can offer me would be greatly appreciated.
You've got to get a fast shutter speed.
Right.
That's the trick with kids, fast shutter speed. You can, if you've got an iPhone, if you go into like manual mode, you can actually increase the shutter speed. So I won't shoot before less than like 1/125th. So I think, yeah, fast shutter speed and you'll be all right. Oh, and good light.
Good light. Okay, I'm making a note of this.
Get them by a window.
Fast shutter speed. Yeah. Okay. And don't put broccoli in her hand, because I've tried taking a picture with her of broccoli and it's just in the nose, in the eye, in the ear.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely take pictures of broccoli in our hand.
Never in the mouth. It's never in the mouth. Well, we'll make sure we give out your details of your fabulous website so people can come and find you. And we need to talk a bit about music as well. I look at everybody that's birthday that comes on my show and look at what was number one on the day they were born, because some people know and some people don't. And it's always quite a fun gift to learn what was number one. Do you know what was number one on the day that you were born?
Yeah, I've known it for a while. Like, I think it came up on like a Facebook quiz.
I did it.
Yeah, so it's Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
I had a different song. I think it must have changed. Ooh. I think it must have changed at midnight, because I had that it was Star Trekking by The Firm.
Yes. Which is you know what? That's a banger, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say, we have to decide whether it's a banger or a clanger, but you say you like that one.
Banger.
Oh, okay.
I love it. Star Trekking was number one, because I thought I'll double check before I come on and speak to you.
Yeah.
That was number one on the 20th. So, like, the week, so 5 days after I was born.
Right, okay. So it could have been that. It was actually Whitney, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yeah.
Crossed over. Yeah. You know, when you were born at midnight, it crossed over. Would it have been a banger if it had been Whitney or a clanger for you?
You know what? I can listen to a bit of Whitney.
But you'd rather
like,
have the Firm.
That's a floor filler, that is. Yeah.
Yeah. I was told that you weren't very poppy, you were more rocky, and I can tell that from your website. So you'd be pleased to know that when it comes to the pop quiz, I've actually done it pretty much as close to a rock quiz as I possibly could for the
quiz. Thanks!
as a special treat. So let's talk music. Can you remember the first music you remember hearing when you were a kid growing up?
So from my dad, we listened to bands like Jethro Tull and Bloodwind Pig. Like, they're two, like, major ones that I remember from my childhood. But I got, like, Meat Loaf and Cher and T-Rex from Mum.
that's quite a heady mix at home. I always love it when you hear about the mums and the dads and the music they liked. I think last week we might have had a dad who liked Ozzy Osbourne and a mum who liked ABBA. And you think, you know, how on earth did these people meet? So that's quite a heady mix. And when it came to buying music, can you remember what the first thing you bought was? I'm going to say it was probably either a tape or a CD for you.
Yeah, I know the first CD I ever had, because I won it at a party, and it was Coolio's Gangster's Paradise.
Oh, come on, that's not bad. That's not a bad price.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yes.
It was like the single. Oh, I listened to it so many times. I think that's the first music I ever owned.
Okay, that's a good start. And it's always nice to get a free CD. I remember when radio stations used to give out free CDs at, like, you know, community events and school fetes and things like that. So exciting getting a free CD. And when it came to gigs over the years, any memorable nights out?
Oh, like, so many. I think one of the first gigs I went to, I was, like, early teens, I went to see The Used. They were brilliant. I mean, all of the gigs I've been to are like rock gigs. I don't think I've been to any pop gigs. But like, I've seen Marilyn Manson, Cradle of Filth, him, Nightwish.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Download Festival. Download was like amazing.
Yeah, Download.
I've been there a few times.
All the biggest rock and metal acts from around the world. Marilyn Manson, I've never met anybody. Last week I spoke to someone that had seen Alice Cooper, and I'd never met anyone that had seen Alice Cooper live. Marilyn Manson, I think I'd be a bit scared to go and see Marilyn Manson live. I mean, he does quite a show, doesn't he?
They're amazing. But my favourite was always the bassist, Twiggy Ramirez. And he'd left the band, and then he'd rejoined Marilyn Manson. I was so excited. And then the month before we went to see them, he'd left the band again. I was devastated.
Oh, mate, that is frustrating. That is frustrating. Oh, well, you survived. They should give out T-shirts, you know. I went to see Marilyn Manson and survived. That's quite a thing to have achieved in life. Well, that brings us beautifully to your rock quiz. I say rock. Okay. It's as close to rock as I could get for the UK charts, which, as you'll no doubt know, we get a little bit of rock, but it's been quite poppy in the noughties. But let's see how we get on. I think we're going you're going to be, I think you're going to be all right. It's quite straightforward. You either know the answer or you don't.
I've been very nervous about this.
You'll be grand. You'll be grand. If you don't know it, say pass, and we'll try and come back and squeeze it in, all right? And let's see how we get on. So question one, it's always about a classic album from the noughties. Let's start with this. Which US nu metal band had a UK number one album in 2001 with the strangely titled Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavour Water?
That's Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. Hey. Thank you, Limp Bizkit, for that. Question two. 2003 and a Russian duo have scored a one-hit wonder with the rock pop hit All the Things She Said. But what was the name of the group?
Oh, Tattoo.
Yeah, it was Tattoo. It was Tattoo.
They were left.
Lots of tattoos on your website. It's all linking together. Right, question three. In the same year, the most rock and roll pensioner in the UK teamed up with his reality TV daughter to release the UK number one single, Changes. But who was that pensioner?
Ozzy Osbourne.
It was Ozzy Osbourne. Yes, indeed. Yeah. You're doing brilliant. Could we have 5 out of 5 on a Monday? That'd be good.
I'm getting very excited by this, aren't I?
You're about to... you're going to set a very good score. What country did British rock group Razorlight sing about when they scored a UK number one in 2006? They're a bit soft for you, to be honest. So you might have missed this one.
They're a little bit soft, I'm not going to lie. I don't know. They sing about stuff happening in the morning, don't they? I think that's all I can remember.
Oh, no, it was America. Yeah, it was America. Right, question five. Lyrical challenge for you. It's 2008 and Kid Rock has hit the top of the charts with All Summer Long. I'm going to start some lyrics, you finish them. So, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing what all summer long? Oh, I can hear people shouting the words at the radio right now.
Can you?
Yeah.
Right, say again.
Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing what all summer long?
Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Oh, yes! Very well done. Come on, that's pretty good. Other than the Razorlight one, and let's face it, they are too soft for you. 4 out of 5, Jem. 4 out of 5. It's a very good start to the week here. It's going to put some pressure on the rest of my photographers for the rest of the week. You've been a great guest.
Better than I thought I was going
to
do.
Yeah, you smashed it. It's been great to meet you. It's gemwrightphotography.co.uk is your website, and people can go there and see your shots. And you do everything, right? There's every category you could think of, you do, but in a very particular style. So I think contradict me if you wish, but I think if you like your rock music, if maybe you're into an alternative lifestyle, if you've got a specific interest, I think you are the photographer for people that want something just a bit different.
Yeah, like if you're after that sort of like light and airy, washed out beige colours, like I'm not your girl, but if you want like fun, popping colours, just to have an absolute laugh and look amazing, then yeah, that's where I come in.
You're the opposite of vanilla.
Yes.
Whatever that is, it's Jem. Hey, Jem, thank you so much. Really good speech. Thank you for being on the programme.
Tim Wheeler. BBC Radio Northampton.